It's going.
Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Same as yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Welcome back to another episode of The Broke Boys. I'm Martin.
I'm Kat.
And we are The Broke Boys Podcast. Today we got just a quick little dive deep into mental health. I took the advice of what Jay Verity had given me of the, you know, having little segments of just talking and having deep conversations,
mm-hmm.
and just opening yourself up for the vulnerability. And that's what we're going to do. And every now and then, it might be once a week or it might be every 2 weeks. I don't know. It just depends. It depends on how I'm dealing with stuff mentally, emotionally. I mean, I deal with a lot. So we'll just see. We'll play it by ear.
And these will be about 15 minutes is the goal. Just quick little check-ins, quick little. Mm-hmm. Not only is it something fun for like you guys to listen, as like the listeners to listen to, but as like a video documentary for us to go back and listen to, and like what we went through that week and what we were feeling.
Yeah.
So yeah, hopefully you guys like it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you guys enjoy it, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. So before we continue, let's go ahead and let's roll the intro.
We them broke boys from the hood. We on them missions, understood. Won't catch us lacking, we that good. We always winning like we should. We flying high, we butterfly up to the sky. No way you catching us, goodbye. Pray to God we make it out alive. I'll never leave my dogs behind. We stick together like we signed. We shooting stars, one of a kind. We undefeated, just resign. Money more lower than a bitch nowadays. Don't talk.
Okay, well, welcome back. So one thing that I haven't talked about, and it was kind of like a big deal between me and Kat, was our rings that we had gotten on the trip. We got this ring. It has a beach stone on it, right?
Yeah, I don't remember the name of the stone.
I don't remember exactly.
I think it was like it was a crystal. It's a crystal. I don't know which one.
Yeah, and me and Kat, we just got it. I mean, I don't believe in crystals. I don't believe in none of that bullshit.
Oh,
astrology stuff. I don't believe that these rocks have any potential power, but it made Kat feel better. And I told her, I was like, well, we'll get matching ones. So I carry it on my pinky because it's the only size that fits in my hand. So if you see me walking around, you see this rock or this big ring on me, that's the symbolization of me and Kat, that we have a bond between one another.
Yeah, we got little matching rings,
mm-hmm.
like bestie rings.
Yeah.
I have one, too. I wear it on my left middle finger.
Mm-hmm. It fits in your middle finger, yeah.
Huh?
It fits in your middle finger.
Yeah, yeah, because they were kind of big. They were bigger sizes, so it was hard to find one that, like,
not
fit
big
right.
enough, bro.
Oh, yeah, my bad. So it fits on my middle finger or my thumb.
Yeah.
Either way, they were just cute little rings.
Yeah, and
we got them on the beach trip.
It's just for a symbolization of our bond, our relationship, mm-hmm. what we stand for.
And then, well, we used to have promise rings.
Yeah, and I just don't, I don't do rings. Like,
I know.
100%, like, I don't do rings. Like, I've had rings, and it's just...
Not your vibe?
No, it just bothers me. They bother me. After a while, like, you'll see me wearing this one, and
And he throws it in my purse.
Yeah, I have to, because if it just bothers me in my hands. Like, I can't have anything in my hands.
More power to you.
So, yeah.
Anyways, all that to say
is that, yeah. So if you see me walking around with the ring on my pinky, that's what it is. Yeah. So everything has been going well with the podcast, with the platform, looking at numbers, looking at the stats, going over it, and having a one-on-one with Jay Verity and with Rockstar Turtle, just to give like self-reflection, self-affirmation. Just to see where we were at. And to be honest, like, I stopped looking at that after I had promised myself, like, I'm just going to stop. I'm just going to stop looking at the stats because I keep looking at them. I'm going to give myself a break.
Yeah. And then it gives you something to, like, then you're not as hard on yourself if the numbers aren't right that week, you know?
Yeah. And when I looked at it, I was kind of surprised. I was taken back by it. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, I was really proud of, like, how far we're continuing going, how much more we're going to continue going. And it's just like I told them, like, I'm not embarrassed to show numbers. Like, this is the number that I got. And
you worked hard to get that number.
Yeah. And it's just like, oh shit. Like, it pays off. Like, they even said, like, yeah, like that shit pays off. And it's just to keep going, it's to keep giving me motivation and just give me kind of like reassurance of like what you're doing is good.
And so it's working.
Yeah, and it's working. Exactly. And I know that we were pushing for trying to get YouTube videos out and trying to do all that. And we will get there one day. And then we saw that the providers that we are linked with for all the episodes that distribute to iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, you name it, Amazon Music, all those providers, they got accepted through YouTube. So now all the stuff is on YouTube. Not only just YouTube itself, but YouTube Music. Mm-hmm. YouTube Music also offers podcast platforms. So we're everywhere now.
Yeah, you're easy to get to, easy mm-hmm. to find now.
Yeah. So, and then the next is just like Googling. Like, we're gonna get into like, so if you Google anything that involves like the Broke Boys, it's gonna pop up. Like,
we're hoping.
Yeah. Right now, you Google Broke Boys from Fresno, it's gonna pop up immediately.
Yeah.
But I'm just, why not just it be Broke Boys and then boom, it pops up.
Yeah.
So we'll see, and it's gonna get there. So patience. Yeah, with time. Patience is a virtue. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, mentally, it's been a roller coaster with emotions, with stuff that I'm dealing with personally, stuff that I'm dealing with family personally, and it's just like going up and down. It's a crazy way to handle it, and the best way that I handle it is just by not showing emotion and by pretending that I'm okay and just being there for Cat, being there for people that are there for me, and just not showing them that I'm broken, showing them that I'm fine, just because I don't want to have anybody to be thinking like, oh, there's a pity party around me. Like, no, like, it's all good vibes. Like, we'll figure it out. I self-isolate a lot to deal with my own issues, whether it's at the gym or whether it's alone, whether it's just
on the car ride.
Yeah. And it's just like, I snap a lot recently, just because, like, even though I do a lot of stuff to control it, it still gets out of control. And it's hard. So I'm still trying to guide myself and trying to find myself into being okay. And this doesn't stop what I want to do, what I want to accomplish. It just keeps me hungry, keeps me driven to success. Mm-hmm. So every day that I wake up and I go to work, I reassure myself why I'm going to work. I reassure myself why I'm doing what I'm doing, why I continue the podcast, why I continue doing this platform. Mm-hmm. And it's just that reassurance to tell yourself, like, this is why I'm doing it. I'm doing it for my reasons X, Y, and Z. Now, you have to remember why you do it. That's the key factor of success.
Yeah, in anything you do, any aspect of life, it's like you have to remember why you're doing it.
Because mm-hmm. then if you get lost into this habit, into this rotation of...
this routine.
Routine, exactly. And it's just like not as fun, exciting. It's just like it starts becoming like a burden. Now,
like a chore.
Yeah, and now you just kind of lose yourself. And it's just like, no, I don't want to be like that. You know, I just want to be able to be looking forward for the weekend. And that's what I'm currently doing, is I work throughout the week and then I'm looking forward for the weekend, not only because you rest and you get 2 days off, but it's because I get to do this and I get to be open and I can talk about everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be working on myself and I'm going to be working on my relationships, which is why, like, I try to do everything I can to take Kat on dates, do things like the small things, like the little mm-hmm. things that matter for her, just to show that I appreciate her and I appreciate the relationship that we're doing and that we're continuing.
That we're in it.
Yeah. And so right now we're going to go, after this episode, we're going to go on a date. Usually we have to run errands before we go to our date. So we'll go to Costco and then we're going to go to our date, which is to the movies. I want to watch Ghostbusters. So it's going to be a good day.
Which has been our spot recently. We went to the movies. I took you on a date last week. Mm-hmm. And we went to sushi and we saw Kung Fu Panda 4. Mm-hmm. So the movie's kind of been our thing recently.
Well, they've been dropping good movies. Kung Fu Panda 4 was good.
Yeah, it was good.
You gave me that look like, nah.
Well, you fell asleep during it, buddy.
I fell asleep because I was tired after work.
Yeah. No, I got it.
Yeah, it was Friday, but...
but it was a good movie.
But I did watch it.
I do wish... Not that this is a movie review episode, but I wish they had like Tigress and Crane and
like the original
Mantis. Yeah, I wish they had all of them like in this, in it. But spoiler alert, it looks like there's a fifth one coming. So
yeah,
hopefully the fifth one is the one that'll have everyone together again.
I think it was good.
I thought it was good too. I think it followed their storyline and everything. So it was cool.
Yeah. Always give you reassurance within your guys' relationship. If you guys are in a relationship, give each other reassurance. Mm-hmm. Make it fresh. Make it new as possible. Because if you continue doing the same thing, or if you guys just fall off, or one's doing one and more of an effort than the other, then it's just like you're going to have this unbalanced relationship and you're going to struggle.
Yeah.
And that's hard. That's hard to get out of that struggle. But find your balance. Find what you guys do, what you guys like. Do the little things. The little things always matter.
And not only with like your partner, like your partner, but like with your friendships as well, like and your parents and your siblings, like
Don't forget to check up on your parents. Don't forget to check up on your siblings. Don't forget to check up on your friends, your best friends, the people that you really care about.
Yeah.
Just pick a phone call.
Everybody's, shoot a text.
Everybody's one text away, one phone call away, just to be like, hey, how you doing? Yeah. That's all that matters.
Hey, I've been thinking about you.
Yeah. Or hey, is everything okay? What's going on? You know, I've always said that I'm the friend that if you're going through some shit, you can always call me. You can always text me, reach out to me. It doesn't matter how deep in the hole you're in. If you want to talk, if you want to go on for a ride, let me know. I'll be there. Mm-hmm. I'm always the type to be there for all my friends, my family, everybody. Everybody gets it no matter what. No matter the situation that everybody's in, that doesn't matter. Because the important thing is to be there rather than allow someone to be alone. I've been alone for a minute dealing with my own stuff, and I still struggle having to open up to Kat about certain things. And that's the hardest part for me, is to really open up to Kat about it.
We're working on it.
It's more of I don't want to change the way that you look at me or feel towards me, or even like give, like, I don't want you to feel bad to be, you know, with me, or out of like, oh, okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's.
Yeah. But I just don't think that would happen.
I just go through dark places, and a lot of people just don't understand that. And I don't want people to see me like that. And so I fucking pretend and I fucking laugh and I pretend that I'm fine. It is what it is. Like, no one's gonna ever see that side of me, and I don't want to ever show it. So I'd rather be the one to make people be good. I'd rather be the one to be helping people out, make sure that they're okay, even if my world's falling apart. And that's the person that I am. That's the person I've always been. And I don't care what situation it is. I'm always going to be there for everybody. Mm-hmm. No matter how fucked up I am. And, you know, things will get better.
They always do.
And you just have to learn to appreciate everything that you're going through. And every lesson and every issue, whatever it is. Just know that I'm proud of you. If no one's told you that, I'm proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep riding for what you want. And be passionate and have love for what you're doing. And don't give up on yourself. Don't cut yourself short. Don't allow yourself to be disrespected by anybody or by anyone. Do you and be you. That's the most important part. Do your best and conquer today. And we love you, and we hope that everybody's okay and you keep doing what you're doing. And we will see you guys for the next episode. Remember, you can follow us on all platforms, and you can catch us every Sunday and Wednesday. So thank you guys. We love you. Peace.
Bye.